You're in the right place. Hello, I'm Dan Harris.
Hi, and I'm Claudia Köstler.
You're over here, over there.
Welcome to Over Here, Over There, a global conversation about how we see others and others see us. I'm Dan Harris. I'm going to hand this over to my podcast colleague, Claudia Köstler, senior editor at the Süddeutsche Zeitung in Germany, who will tell us in a moment what's on her mind this week. But first, as a reminder, you can follow us on social media and contact us via our website at overhereoverthere.org. We'd love to hear from you. And please don't forget to subscribe and tell everyone about the podcast. And now, without further ado, over to Claudia.
Thank you, Dan. Hi, and thank you for tuning in again. Let me take you along today to some of the things that Europeans find peculiar about Americans, shedding light on the cultural gaps that persist despite globalization. And despite the fact that Europeans have, of course, been exposed to much American influence and customs, either politically, economically, or via the field of entertainment. But in case you are an American and already feel like you might be offended, bear with me. Not only will one of my next episodes pick up what I've heard about what Americans find peculiar about Europeans, and I will need your opinion on that one, my observations today will go beyond the cliché differences in tipping, portion sizes and guns. I do think that some of those topics are going to be truly surprising to you and might shed a new light onto your everyday life wherever you are. To get some things off the plate first, of course, one of the first things that strike Europeans when visiting the USA is the overt displays of patriotism. The presence of the American flag, from front lawns to clothing and even vehicles, can be startling to those from countries where such fervent displays of nationalism are less common. While patriotism is certainly not exclusive to America, the intensity with which it is expressed can be perplexing to outsiders. But let's proceed from patriotism to the customer service culture in the US, which is renowned for its friendliness and enthusiasm. It is certainly one thing that Americans do right in my eyes. But for Europeans accustomed to more reserved interactions, the effusive greetings and constant inquiries of "How can I help you?" can even feel a bit overwhelming at first. And sometimes Europeans question if the expectation of constant engagement and smiling service personnel can be seen as artificial or insincere. But I personally can absolutely appreciate a friendly small talk or a smile and hope that this will travel overseas. But what perplexes even me is that Americans drive too far for everything. Whether it is a trip to the grocery store on the other side of the town or a commute to a job 2 hours away, that is something very different to life in Europe. Of course, in a country that large, Americans probably view distance differently. I do have a colleague here in Germany that doesn't want to come to the office for work as it is 17 kilometers away from his home, and he regards that too far. That is about 11 miles. I could go on about the political landscapes of the USA and Europe that shows significant differences, of course. The USA's two-party system contrasts with the multiple-party systems prevalent in many European countries. But that needs a deeper dive, which we will do here on our podcast Over Here, Over There pretty soon, so stay tuned. Additionally, we will of course also explore issues such as healthcare, gun control, and social welfare. But back to the little things, and one small detail in everyday life is unmissable. Americans put loads of ice in their drinks. Now, that may be because they just want their drinks nice and cool. And I have heard some minor complaints when Americans travel to Europe about the tiny one little cube of ice over there. Believe me, that is not meant to be stingy. On the contrary, Europe consumer rights regulations require the customer to be informed about the volume that they actually receive what's ordered. That is why glasses in Europe have volume markings, or you are usually served a bottle or accompanied by a glass. Putting more ice cubes in would be regarded as a try to rip you off by Europeans. And that might lead to some eyebrow rising once they are being served a glass full of it in the US. I hope they know they can always ask for light ice or no ice next time. Something else never ceases to amaze me, however, and that is the litigious nature of American society. The prevalence of warning labels, disclaimers, and the seemingly endless stream of lawsuits can appear excessive, to those from regions with a more restrained legal system. From cautionary labels on hot coffee cups to the fear of being sued for trivial matters, that seems to be quite some different aspects of everyday life. And then there are the advertisements, especially those for drugs. First of all, adverts that are aimed directly at consumers are something Europeans are not used to. We are not supposed to ask our doctors about a specific drug. And then there is the style of the advert. A group of people smiling outside, engaging in a wholesome activity, parents joyfully playing with their little child in a meadow or on a playground, while the voiceover tells you that the drug that hopefully provides you to that lifestyle can also cause you horribly long lists of terrible side effects, from loss of limbs to the growth of a tail, result in lifelong depressions, memory loss, or even worse. But let's go on to my two favorite observations. There is a shocking lack of privacy in American public bathrooms. Americans seem to grow up thinking it's normal to have sometimes cavernous gaps underneath the bathroom stalls. To Europeans, the idea is absolutely horrifying. There sometimes is straight up enough room for an adult to crawl underneath them happily. The gaps came sometimes up to my knees. But then again, at least those toilets are not being charged for, as they are often in European countries. And now it gets a bit below the belt. There is circumcision. Now, I do not know this firsthand, but according to various friends and the internet, a lot of American males seem to be circumcised, and not necessarily for religious or medical reasons, while over here most of the guys still have their foreskin. I wonder what lies behind that, whether it has something to do with reducing pleasure or with seeing it as more hygienic or aesthetic. Maybe you can let me know? Well, there you have it. Some cultural disparities between Europe and America that might range from fascination to bewilderment. However, this also reminds me of the rich tapestry of human experience and the ways in which culture shapes our perceptions and behaviors. We at Over Here, Over There cherish our differences. So please join in. We are looking forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, Claudia. Thanks to you out there for listening. If you have feedback on today's or previous episodes, please let us know on social media and our website, overhereoverthere.org, where you can also find our Patreon page. Please don't forget to subscribe and tell good people like yourselves about the podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening to Over Here, Over There.